Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Tzadi Vav, mitzvah 596. As we continue in Kisei Tzim, we get up to the Isser of Lav de Chasima, the Isser of muzzling one's animal, says the Torah. Four words, Lo Sachsom Shor Bidisho. A person is not allowed to muzzle one's animal while it is threshing, while it is doing malacha. Rashi says, Dibra Kasa Behove, Behodan Lachol Behem Bechaya Be'of. All animals that they are working for me, and I muzzle them. Rashi says, even oaf, that is a discussion in the Minchas Chinuch, ulechol malacha, so it's any animal and any malacha, shehi bedavar ma'achal, as long as it's edible food, malachas. It just says shor and disha, because that is something that is common, and it's also lahotzias ha'adam, to exclude adam. Adam is not included. If a man is working for me in the field, there are separate mitzvahs that we discussed earlier, relating to his rights of taking some of the produce that he is working in, but the Isser of Losachson Shar B'tisho does not apply to Adam. Hopefully we'll get back to that. The Smichas HaPsukim, we know that there is much to talk about. The fact that the Isser of Lav Dechasima is right here after the last two mitzvahs that we spoke about, the Isser of Malkus, but even before we get to what Chazal say, the Netziv says, on the Pashtus level, we just had the mitzvah of Malkus, and right now we have Losachson Shar B'tisho and Chazal Darshan, that even if one gives food to the animal right after it threshes, if you don't let the animal eat while it is working, that is an Isser D'oraisa. It has to be B'shaito that you allow the animal to eat. If it's in somebody else's field and I'm passing through, I'm not working that field, like Avram Avinu, his animals were muzzled. You'll have to muzzle your animal when it's not working, or when it's just passing, when it's walking. But when it's working for me in my field, that's when I have to let it be free. So says the Netziv, what's the connection? Vitzdigo, we mentioned earlier, the Netziv says, he understands the language of Vitzdigo as a tzaddik, v'yirshiu as a rasha, and then give Malkus, that even though one is giving malchus, one has to make sure that even during the maisa, one doesn't go overboard. As we said, Abarim Yakena Lo Yosef. So too here, even if, by the chasim of the animal case, you would give food afterward, that's not good enough. It has to be b'shaz disha. So too earlier, even b'shaz malchus, you have to do it because this is an onesh, this brings him kapara, but one shouldn't go overboard. Even during, one should show hatavas panim, one should show a kind face, even as one is inflicting the chiyuv that the Torah says. That's on the simple pashtus level, according to the Netziv, but of course Chazal Darshan, something deeper, which comes up many places in Shas, and that is what's called Dumya Delav Dechasima. All Isurim that are going to get Malkus, that we just had in the Psukim, have to be Dumya Delav Dechasima in order to get Malkus. That is why the limitation of Malkus is learned out from this pasuk. Says the Sifri on our pasuk, Va'adain eini yodea Elohim halokin. I don't know which averas get Malkus and which don't. Tamalomar lo sachsom shor b'disho. That's our pasuk. Ma chasima miyuchades mitzvahs lo sasi v'hiloka. Just like chasima is a lo sasi and you get Malkus. Kal koshu mitzvahs lo sasi v'hiloka. So to all mitzvahs lo sasi, you're going to get Malkus. If there's a chi of misa, then obviously not. You're going to get misa, not Malkus. But all of the lo sasis, excluding chayvi misos, excluding chayvi krisos, excluding mitzvahs asay. I'm not going to get Malkus. So far, that's the first line of the Sifri. So it excludes Chayvi Misas Besen, Chayvi Krisus, and Mitzvah Zaseh. But then the Sifri continues and limits it even more. Says the Sifri, Ma Chasima Miyuchedes She'ein Ba Kum Va'aseh Va'hariyu Loke. Kakom Mitzvah Lo Zaseh, She'ebukum Kum Va'aseh, Hariyu Loke. It has to be with a Kum Va'aseh, with what we call a Lav She'yesh Bo Maisa. If it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, it is not going. I put on the muzzle. Somebody puts on the muzzle. The Minchas Chinuch discusses, if somebody else puts on the muzzle and I work the animal, so I'm still doing a maisa, right? Even if I didn't put on the muzzle, but it's still usher for me to do it. I'm still doing a maisa. So too, all losase sheish b'maisa are going to get malchus. And as we know, the other lavim also, only a lav that's not nita glase, only a lav that's not nitan lasaris misas bezdin, not a lav shebeklalos, because all of those are not dumya de lav techasima. This is the one that's chosen. It's a good question. Why is this chosen out of all the losases in the book? You could find many other losases that are also have a maisa, not nita glase, and others, but the Torah chose this one in order to teach us the message. Okay, so let's continue now. Mishor shiha mitzvah. L'lameil atzmeinu, what is the shorash of the mitzvah to teach us? L'hiyos nafshoseinu, nefesh, yafe, bocheres, hayosher. we have to, the Torah is meant to teach us, and mitzvahs are meant to teach us, to give us a proper soul. Umetavekes bo, v'ro defes achar chesed v'chemla, a compassionate soul. Ubahargilanu osa alzeh, and once we accustom ourselves to do these actions, af al habehemos, even on animals, shol nivru rak l'sham sheinu, lachus alehen, lachalek lehem chelek miyagiyas basaran. Right, so animals were created to serve us. And yet we have to be kind to them, and we must be kind to them. Tikach lahanefesh darka behergolzeh leitiv al bnei adam. So surely that will help us in order to be meitiv to people as well. V'lishmarotam mehavir aleihem haderech, from being too difficult with them. B'shum davar, in any case, sheroi lahem l'shalim scharam. We don't realize what the power of chesed is. Right? The Chafetz Chaim in his Hakdama to Avos Chesed writes, there are two reasons why people don't recognize the importance of doing chesed. He says, "Bavonasino harabim kama v'kama anoshim sho inyan zeh rafui biyadam ve'esbonin l'das sibas hadavar matzasik ishtayim hema." I think 2 points why people don't recognize the importance of chesed to people, let alone animals. Achas mitzan miyut yidia be'etzem inyana. Right? They don't know. B'sheinam yodim prati inyana. They just don't know the mitzvahs. They don't know the law. Alma munach shem midazu ki be'emes midas hachesed kolal betocha kama v'kama sukim. There's many elements of chesed. What, an ani can't do chesed? No, of course he can. An ani, maybe he can't do tztaka properly, but tztaket, ashirim, laniyim, lachayim, vilamesim, chesed shose begufa, v'chesed shose bevamono, as Chazal say, v'ubuchol sug v'sug, and in every category, yish b'kama inyanim, v'chol inyan v'inyan, yish b'kama pratim, k'mo sheyisbayar. So number one, people don't know what is included in chesed. Number one. Number two, says the Chafetz Chaim, mitzad she'enem yodim es godel mahuta, kamihi po'eles, besat sumos uza, al ha'adam ha'ochizba, umachazika lahetiv atzmo b'cholin yano, bein b'imechayev b'olam hazeh, bein l'olam haba, bein li'inatzal yodam yom adin ha'gadol. Right, the fact that the chesed is going to carry us and take us with it in order to save us. Al Kain, and that's why the Chafetz Chaim says, he wrote this sefer, kamti v'nisaurarti b'chesed Hashem Yisbarach, chesed, hachonein u'mischasedim b'ru'av l'harich l'vnei ha'kol, as midas ha'chesed, b'chol in yoneha, k'fi ma she'isiga yadi b'ezra Hashem Yisbarach. And he says, that's why I wrote a sefer, all about Avas Chesed, in order to imbue and instill in people and remind people that this is what it's all about. Interesting lashon that the chinuch here used. Animals were created to serve us, and we have to be show chesed with them. So surely people, animals were created to serve us, but they might not have been created for us to eat. As we know, according to Rov Rishonim, Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat animals. It was only after the story of Noah. That's why the seventh one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, Avram and Hachai, was given to Noach. Adam got the first 6 mitzvos. Avram and Hachai was given to Noach. Right, that's what the Abu Draham mentions in Hilchas Brachos on page Shin Lamid 330. Why we say, by all Brachos, the language of Bore. Bore, my name is Zonos, Bore, Pri Adama, even Hamotzi. Hamotzi, Lechem, and Aris, Bore, Pri Ha'etz, they're all. Why don't we say Bore for the items that get Shehakol? Why not? So he quotes Rav Asher me Lunel. Lama b'chal abrachos mevarchin borei ubuzu nihieh yomar gamkein bezu shakol bara. Shakol bara, like we say by a wedding. Shakol bara l'chvodo. Why do we say shakol nihieh bedvaro? Well, we already even have an example of that. Vetirates. He explains. De kivan shetiknu matbeya bracha zu. Al davar she'en gudula min aretz. Since included in this bracha are items that don't grow from the ground. Kegon ba'alei chayim v'hayotzei mehen. Animals are included in this bracha. Ein lomar bori. You can't say bori. Why? She ikar briyasam lola kachaisa. This was not the ikar of the bria for us to eat them. V'ray l'davar adamarishon. Shlohuta lo basar bachila. So that is why we don't use lashon of bori, because at least part of what this bracha is going on was not nivra for this purpose. Va'od, and he continues, kivan. I'm not saying this is against the sefer chinuch. The chinuch is mentioning they were created for us to serve, for them to serve us. That's true. Maybe not to serve us in terms of eating, but to serve us in other ways. And then he quotes va'od, kivan she'tiknu matveyazu al hayayin shehechmitz v'chomet u'pashe ifsha v'tavrosh avashuraso v'novlos. Since shakol also includes food items that are not the best, vinegar and spoiled bread. And any time you're not really doing a significant eating, but you're eating and you have to make a berachas hananin, Einon tikkun bria. Ela hashchasa. They have sadas abria. Even disgusting ruined things. You have to make a bracha because you can't be nana menolamazeh below bracha. But to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating these, he didn't create these. He created them in the better state, in the fresh state. So therefore, ein lomar bohem bori. Lefikach tikkun lomar nihiyah, v'lo tikkun lomar haya. V'amaskil yavin. That is the Reb Asher Meilu now. Good. That's the one line. So we learn from here that we have to be nice to animals in this way, and that will teach us about being nice to people. Let's just finish the Sefer Chinuch's paragraph. Sheroif lishmorosam, to guard people. Mehavir aleim haderech b'shum davar sheroi lehem ulashalim scharem kachol asher yasu tov ulahasbiam me'asher yigoba v'zeh aderech haruya yelchu am hakodesh hanifcha. There's a special mitzvah that we have to make sure that we follow. We even know that animal, there's separate special halachas about feeding one's animal, not just allowing them to eat in the field, but feeding one's animal. One's animal has to eat even before a person eats. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem is discussing the concept of hefsik between a bracha and eating. That's after I wash the tzilas yadayim. And then I want, before I make hamotzi. So if I talk then, so I know I don't have to wash again. That's a misconception some people think. No, I'm not supposed to talk so that I stay focused on my hands being clean and I don't have a hesach hadas. But if I talk, I talked. What about if I talked after hamotzi lechem in the aretz before I ate? Now that's more serious. That's having a hefsek between the bracha and the eating. So the Gemara has different opinions about, even so, there are some statements that are not called a hefsek, even after hamotzi. So Rav says, tol broch, if I'm giving out the chal, and I say, here's a piece, that's not, I shouldn't do this lechatchila. I shouldn't talk, but if I did, that's not a hefsek. The second opinion, Rabbi Yochanan says, even if you say pass the salt, that's not a hefsek. Again, it's even after hamotzi. And then the third opinion is, Rav Sheshes, even if you say, did you feed the dog? Did you feed the ox? Afiluk vilva ture nami enosarach lavarech. Wow. Even, did you feed the dog? That is not a hefsek. Why? Damar v'yudam Rav, because Rav says, Aser lo adam she yochal kodem she yitimachal behemto. So a person is aser to eat it before he gives food to his animal. Shenemar, as we say in Shema, v'nasati esev besadachal livhemtecha. First, we give food, and then, v'yachalta v'savata. First, Hashem gives, and then we give. And then we eat. So that's the Gemara's, the significance of one feeding their animals. If we're related to this mitzvah, of the Isser Chasima when it comes to behemoth. This also relates to, obviously, the concept of Tsar Bale Chaim. Tsar Bale Chaim, which you know the Gemara mentions a number of places. But the Gemara never gives a source for Tzal Bale Chaim. And Rav Asher Weiss, we've mentioned this many times in the past, catalogs at least 11 sources in the Rishonim and the Achronim for Tzal Bale Chaim. This is one of them. The Eben Ezra, right here, says, the Eben Ezra earlier, we discussed the mitzvah of Kilai Behema. Right, he gives one source. Lo sachron shor v'chamor yachdav. You can't plow with a kosher and a non-kosher animal because the kosher animal, which is chewing its cud, will look like it's eating lunch. The other animal will be looking at it and will get hungry and have pain. That's one makor for tzar bale chayim. Other makoros, Rashi in Masech Shabbos says you learn it for the mitzvah of unloading an animal. The mitzvah of prika. The shid mekubetzes there where this go, the Gemara talks about this in Bamitzia, Taflamet Beis, quotes our mitzvah, quoting the name of the Ravid, Lav to Chasima. And the Meiri there too quotes the Isser of Chasima, that's the Makar. Our mitzvah is the Makar for Tzal Bale Chaim. The Ritva quotes Alach Moshe Misinai, the Rambam in Mar Nevuchim quotes the Pasuk by Bilam, Lama Zei Kises Ason Chazesh Shalosh Regalim, why'd you hit me three times? Not supposed to hit me. Or the Charedim quotes Vahalach the Bidrachav, many, many suggestions that are given. The Chasam Sofer, Rachmav Al Kol Masav, the Pasuk that we say from Tehillim. What's the real message? The fact that there are so many sources, Rosh Hashanah says that all the sources are right and all the sources are wrong, meaning they're all smuchin. The real message is that this is Ratzon Hashem. This is the fifth Shulchan Aruch. And we can find smuchin and hints in all of the suggestions given. But the real message is that based on the other 613 mitzvos, so you know this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He doesn't want us to torture animals. Killing an animal quickly, that's not Tzar Bale Chaim. That might be al tashchis if it's for no reason. But that's a no to be who this tshuva about hunting. He says if it dies right away, that's not Tzar Bale Chaim. It might be other problems. Like he says, the only two people that we know in Tanakh that were hunters were Nimrod and Esav. But regarding Tzar Bale Chaim, it wouldn't be an issue. We continue now. So Medina Mitzvah, let's get to some of the specific halachas of this mitzvah, the Isser of muzzling. Mashamar Zacharno Lavracha, Shisra Chasimu, Kusha Osa Amaisa, Begidule Karka, Bein Bemuchur, Bein Metalish. It only applies when the animal is working with items that grow from the ground. Attached, not attached. V'yechad hashar, v'yechad kol mini behem v'chaya, bein tamei bein tahorim. B'chal eshuzet. Kosher animals, not kosher animals. It does not make a difference. All animals, as Rashi said, behem v'chaya v'of. V'yechad adosh, v'yechad kol shar malacha shegedule karka. So it doesn't matter what animal. It doesn't matter what malacha. As long as it's within gedule karka, it's all included. V'lo nemar shor b'disho ela behove. That's only if it only says ox and threshing, because that's common. V'chosim es ha-po'el. What if I muzzle my worker, my human worker, putter? There is no iser d'oraisa with malchus. It might be aser, but you don't get the full lo saseh. You're violating the bitul aseh from before, but you don't get the full lo saseh. Rav Sarutzkin says, why don't you get the full lo saseh by people? Losachshem shar b'disho. Why not by the animal, by the person also? So explains Azayim LaTorah, when it comes to an animal doesn't have so much chachma to realize that he's going to eat afterwards. If he doesn't have food in front of him, he's just going to be in tremendous pain, and even if you give food afterwards, that's not going to remove the pain that he had been in earlier. So that's a serious isser. He says, Sha'al chasimas ha-behema lokin, why? Sha'behemos ha-baitiyos ha-nimsos b'rishos ha-adam. Mitzapos l'sholchan ha-adam. She'itin lahem mezonos. Va'olam choshech ba'adon. The world is dark. They don't know matay yaniach l'vnei mezonos. And therefore, they thresh, and they don't see it, and they're going to be in tremendous sar. L'ficha asra torres chasimasan v'lav v'lokin alav. V'lo yitagin es alav im yachilan achach v'shufri d'shufri. You give him a five-course meal afterwards. It's not going to fix the affair that you already did. But by a person, afilum hu'ani, he's like someone who literally has bread in the basket. He's a person. If he's hungry, he can go anywhere he wants. He doesn't rely on you totally. He could go eat his lunch. He knows there's going to be a lunch break. Important discussion. Again, it might be asur, but you don't get the full isur when it comes to a human being. Back to the Sefer HaChinuch. Doesn't matter if he's actually in the middle of working and you muzzle him then, or you first muzzle him and then you put him out to work. They're both chayiv. That's the Isser of Chasima, and there is an action involved in that Isser. Reb Chaim, and we mentioned part of this Reb Chaim in other contexts, but we never mentioned, I don't think, this other part of Reb Chaim, and that is, Reb Chaim discusses in Parakhes of Hilchas Me'ila, these two Isurim, the Isser of muzzling an animal, Losachsum Shar B'disho, and the mitzvah that we discussed earlier of allowing one's workers to eat while they're doing work. And Reb Chaim asked this hakeshim between the chosim and the nechsam, but there seem to be some differences as well between them without getting into the details. And explains Reb Chaim, there's a fundamental lumdus difference between the isser, let's say, of chasim of an animal and the isser of chasim of a person, which we just said is not included in losachsam shar b'disho. It's just the earlier mitzvos. And that is when it comes to a person, allowing the person to eat while he is working, that at root is a chi of mamon. Chi of mamon. I owe him. The poel ikir chiyuva mikri davar shem mamon v'schus. V'yafa gavda mishal shamayim u'ochal. And even though the Gemara uses the lashon mishal shamayim, it means haynu de'inlu his chayvus abalabayis. It just means that it's not like there's a chi of mamoni that's created by the Torah, by this situation. But it's not like he owes me $100. It's not like that type of chov. Right? For example, he can't give it to his kids. He can only give it to himself. He can't say, okay, give it to my children, as we learned earlier. That's a schus mamon. How do I know that? Because it says that a ben noach eats le ben noach ochel. The Gemara and the Rambam quotes it in Hilchos Malachim that a non-Jew also has to let his non-Jewish worker eat. And if not, he gets an aveira. Which aveira? Which sheva mitzvahs? The answer is gezel. Because at root, this is a chi of mamoni, and therefore, it applies to non-Jews also. But we never find that a non-Jew is subject to the Isra of Osachsam Shar B'disho. Maybe it's not nice, right? Lavan was taken to task, right? Because his animals were different than Avraham's. But, when it comes to an animal, it is not, we don't find a non-Jew mechuyev in that. Why? Lo, hari lo havi hach lo sachsom rak iser lav, velo din mamon. Ukeda chazina denoa gamba behemto. It's more in the focus of Isur LaShamayim. It's not a chi of mamoni. Versus his own animal. He doesn't have a chi of mamoni to his own animal. No, it's a chi of it's a heter, not dini mamonis. And that is why there's a very big difference between these two. And that's why he discusses, based on Drushes of Psukim, this part we mentioned earlier, that you need Psukim to say that the worker cannot take from Hekdish property. But you don't need Psukim to say that he could take from Meiser Sheni or Nazir from wine, because those are obviously, those are all the Isurim. Only Hekdish you might have thought he could take, because Mi'ila at root is an Isur Gezel from Hekdish. So just like the Isur Gezel from the owner is wiped out, it's not Gezel, so you would have thought Mi'ila, Kamash Malan, that's why you need the Pasuk. But that whole discussion doesn't get off the ground when it comes to the Saksim Sharbatisho, because that's already in the world of Isurim. That's not in the world of Dini Mamon as Gezel. It's a very big difference between the two Isurim, says Reb Chaim. Continuing. This applies always. Men and women, all times. If somebody violates and muzzles his animal, his cow, and threshes, chayiv malchus. And then the chinuch adds, based on the Gemara, even if I don't put a physical muzzle on it, but every time the animal bends down, I go, so I'm chosim it, I muzzle it just by my screaming at it, every time he bends down, I'm still going to get malchus for that. Why? So the chinuch svara is, sha'akima svasav bazeh, who chashev maisa gadol lahalkoso alav. That is the daya that he quotes, that here, moving your lips, even though the Gemara says in other contexts, moving one's lips is not called a maisa, here it is called a maisa, because it has enough of an effect on the animal to be considered a maisa. The chinuch himself quotes this and is not sure about it. V'temehu maishtahachem ishar duchti. He's bothered by it, but that's the halacha that he quotes. He doesn't change it. And this is the Rambam that we've quoted in the Magen Mishnah, right? The sugya of lav sheyesh b'maisa ein b'maisa. How do you define it? So this is the Rambam. The Rambam says, even chasma b'kol loke. Why? So this is the Magen Mishnah. Because you could do this Aveira with a Maisa, so too, even if you didn't, it's still called a Lavshe Yeshba Maisa. That's different than the Chinuch Svara. The Chinuch Svara is, well, it's considered a Maisa in this case. The Magen Mishnah says no. Efshar li lomar, shekol lavshe e efshar ba maisa, ela dibur, shein a dibur kore maisa. If you have to do an isser with dibur only, that's a lavshe ein ba maisa. Aval chasima, kibon she yeshna ba maisa gamur, afa chasima ba kolika maisa. Right, that's one day of the Rambam. Mishnah said this in the Rambam. You could have the other day. If you could do it without a maisa, then even if you do it with a maisa, it's called a lavshe ein ba maisa. We mentioned that day also in the past from the Sefer Chinuch earlier. And then you have the distinction. Maybe it depends on what you did. If you did a maisa, you get malchus. If you didn't do a maisa, you didn't get Malchus. That's the Chinuch formulation back in Mitzvah Yud Aleph, in the Isra Bal Yimatzeh and other Rishonim. Again, that is a major discussion that we've had. How do you define a Lav She'ish Bo Maisa or Ein Bo Maisa? Okay, we'll stop here. But next time, we start the Mitzvahs of Yibum.